You think you know about relationships, but you're wrong. Listen, there's no magic bullet. I'm teaching life skills.
When he's sick, you need medicine. It don't always taste good.
Nah.
But it'll get you better.
You
need this medicine.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna always taste good. But this is what you need. Men and women, bottom line, we need to have the conversation. Your partner wants to give up control, but only if you know how to drive. This is about being the best you could ever be. Whoever you are, I don't care if you're a man, a woman, LGBTQ, space aliens. I'll save anybody. I don't care. I'll teach a hedgehog how to have a threesome.
What do you mean by that?
Look, you don't have to listen to me, but you're wrong.
Listen, I know I'm great. And I know you're thinking, Dante, there's no way I could be like you. But you could be me. You know why?
Because you know who I was? Before I was me, I was you. You.
Man score 202.
Better hear what I've got to say because you won't get it again.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.
What's up, y'all? GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, What Would Dante Do? The Sexual Revolution is being podcasted, and I am fucking excited. Now, I know I've said that 400 times before, but this time I mean it.
Finally.
First and foremost, Harry, you ready to rock and roll? You ready to go?
I am ready to rock and roll. I'm ready to lay boots to the bitches. Catchphrase number one. Catchphrase number two, I am not white. Let's just get that out there. Let's just up front. It's been a problem for the last several months.
Andre likes that one.
I am not
white. Trey, what up? You ready to go?
That's funny as shit. This white man angry?
I'm not white. I'm not white. It's not ironic. I'm not being sarcastic. I just want to let people know that even though I sound like this and I look like this, I am in fact not white.
You got it. When you do your catchphrase, you got to do this. And I'm not white. Do this.
And I am not white. I can't do the
Shucky ducky quack quack.
He's looking whiter and whiter by the minute, sir.
What about if I change it to I ain't white? Is that better?
That's really bad. Listen, let me introduce our guest. Funny as shit, Comedy Central,
Sirius XM,
Fallon.
Colbert.
You did a Fallon?
Colbert, I think.
You know, my girl Emma, yo, give it up, give it up,
what's
give it up.
On? What's up?
What up, Em?
Thank you guys. Good to see you. I didn't know you weren't white.
I am not.
I'm happy to learn.
Yeah, I'm half Ecuadorian, half Armenian. None of those, and Armenians are not white. Let's not start that. We weren't treated as white in the 80s or 90s. I don't want to hear it today. Because of the Kardashians, Armenians.
You might get recruited after the Capitol. You might get recruited. They need more numbers.
They need you more know they fake people of color. They always have one or two. By the way, your name still gets brought up as the lead. You know, like how could they be?
No, you know, that's how I do. That's how I do with the Proud Boys. I just speak it into existence. I don't know if you know that, Em. You know that
what?
You know what we're talking about?
I know about the Proud Boys. Because I spent about I spent about 4 months in Louisiana, and then a couple people I was very close to actually got kind of involved with, it was a real eye-opening thing for me. I met people in QAnon that I knew in other areas, so like I saw them.
Really?
But what is it with you? Are you in the Proud Boys?
I helped start it.
I'm very gullible, but I feel like that's not true.
No, that is true. Absolutely true.
I wish it wasn't true.
Wait, what? You probably told the story a bunch, so should I Google it?
No.
I'll give you a quick condensed version.
Okay.
You know, we're doing the podcast. I got a call from Gavin McGinnis. I was doing his podcast. I went on there and I said that I had stopped watching porn and jerking off because I feel like it desensitizes you to real sexual content. He goes, you don't jerk off. I go, no, I don't watch porn. And he goes, let's go for a month. And I go, let's go for a year. And he goes, no, let's go for a month. And so he said he started. We did that for a month. He called it No Wanks, the No Wank Challenge, right? And then when he started, I was on his show 16 times as the Proud Boy, the concept. Like he was, it was a joke kind of.
They called them Proud Boys. They started calling them
Proud Boys. And then I would come back and they had the song Proud of Your Boy. Then it was No Wanks. Then he had Degrees. And every time I would come back on, it was evolving. But they never spoke to me anything about racially or anything because.
It was like a positive, like we're going to, but you can still have sex. Did this improve your sex life?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Emma, by the way, sorry. I think your mic is not on. I think I'm just getting the computer mic, just so you know.
Oh,
I'd
hate for you. I'm sorry.
I'd hate for you to hold that mic the entire time, only to find out.
That would be funny as shit.
How's that? Is that plugged. Any better?
I know. I'm still here on the laptop. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to stop it, but
not at all.
Dante, you could keep explaining this.
So what happened? It evolved. It kept evolving. And then next thing I knew, it was the Proud Boys was this kind of fraternal group. I did meetups with them. Then they did the breakfast cereal thing where you have to get punched by a bunch of guys while you're saying five breakfast cereals.
Can we make sure this doesn't get too cool? Like
yeah. It was just, and then it just evolved and it kind of became a place where these dudes who were, you know, this white grievance was taking place, and it found itself in this group. And then there was chapters, and then somebody signed me up for it. They used to call me the Pope. They called me the Pope of the spiritual leader.
Why do you think white guys got attracted? Also, I'll record a separate audio too, because I don't know why this is.
That's all good. Don't worry about it. We're still hearing
now. I won't hold it.
There you go.
Why do you think that white people were so attracted to it? Like, what do you think that was?
Because there's a in the world in general, I think, I mean, if you think about this, people fall into groups because of their mediocrity. Mm. They feel it and they want to be connected to something. And then when you're talking about, you really have never dealt with racism and homophobia, Islamophobia, anti-Semitic, we've never really dealt with those things in a real way. So when you look at the Capitol and you see there's a real estate lady who goes down in a private plane, and there's a dude who works in Walmart, and there's a dude with horns that sleeps in his mom's basement, and there's cops and stuff. So when you see how culturally and diverse all of the people that these racist motherfuckers, went across all ethnic, sexual boundaries, and so it's at the core, it's rooted in what America was built on, and it found a place for people who feel as though they can't say whatever the fuck they want to say no more.
Right.
You can't say faggot and nigger and you can't. And so this is interesting because a lot of white comics are constantly talking about the PC correctness. And I always say, well, what is it you want to say? Like, what is it you, what do you need to say?
Yeah. What are you holding back? What do you think when then you self-correct and don't say, like, I can't say it. I can't say anything. It's like, what was that?
What was that thing? What's in the notebook that you crossed out that we'll never see?
Right.
In your notebook.
Right. That's what I would love to see.
And so it's really an interesting thing with this kind of white grievance that happens, because you don't have the control to just shit on people and do whatever you want. And I get that, you know, especially as a comic, when we talk about PC correctness, we want to be able to discuss things and it's hyper sensitive. But there's a reason why the pendulum overswings. It's because the kinetic energy comes from the other end, and where you could take somebody from the LGBT community and they would be found dead in wet leaves, face down in wet leaves, or your lynch. And so the swing back, of course, it's going to some innocent people, or maybe it's harsher than, you know, than the offense.
Mm-hmm.
But the racism and the disparity was never meant. It was never fair, and it was never like the way you want this scalpel like justice,
right.
And, or laser-like justice is not how you distributed the oppression in the first place. You were very broad, wide stroke, and so, you know, we all get hit whether we deserve to or not, and not that we deserve to, but when it swings the other way, it swings all the other way, and then it'll find a middle at some point in time, but they're afraid that they will be treated the way they treat people. White males are afraid of being treated the way you treated other people.
Right. It's also, I didn't realize the racism in the, I didn't know much about, because the Proud Boys and QAnon are connected, right?
It's all kind of, an idea. Well, if you get a chance, watch the did you see the thing on QAnon on Vice?
No, but I want to because.
Oh my God.
I want to see how Vice plays it because, so there was this person, and I don't want to give his identity away, but it's this guy who I really liked the guy. Really nice, mm-hmm. right? Very polite, you know, but in a sincere way. Like, then every now and then he would say stuff where I'd be like, interesting. Like he would be like, oh, they never tell you the good stuff Trump does. And I'd be like, oh yeah, you know, I'm down to talk about the media's conspiracy.
Oh, little by little, he would release who he is.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
It's slowly trickling out by accident.
Exactly. And I'm open to hearing.
No, you let a dude foreplay you. he racial foreplayed you.
And it was like, and he would say stuff about, you know, and I'm down to hear if it's like, oh, the child molesters and doing all this. Like, I'm down to hear about all of it. But then in the next, he said something about, he was like, it was about Breonna Taylor. And he was like, well, that's what happens if you date a drug dealer. And I was like, oh, you're racist. I knew it. But it was like, it took a while for it to build to that. It was someone I was dating's brother too. So I couldn't really get at him too hard, but it was really, it was hard for me to compute that this was also, but it made me not listen to him about other stuff when he started saying that stuff. But it was very,
How long ago was this?
Pretty recent.
Okay, so what was the explanation of the Capitol thing?
Oh,
what
my
was,
God.
There's no explanation.
Oh, there's one. Wait, just wait.
I'll tell you exactly. It was about freedom of speech, and they thought the election was stolen. So they had, it's not whether you're for or against Trump, it's about whether or not do you care about American democracy and it being stolen. And I try to have empathy because I'd be like, okay, if you really believe that, I see why you guys are upset, but also what are you talking about? Like they were buying, I remember I was with them, they bought bullets and I said, who are you guys gonna shoot? And they were like, you know, whoever. And I was like, ah, shit. And then they were like, you know, they were like, cause I was like, but how are you gonna know if some war breaks out? It's not like we're all going to be wearing name tags. How are you going to know who's good and who's bad when people don't even know this is happening? And they were like, well, it didn't make a lot of sense. It doesn't have to make sense. And they're scared. And then also when they take away, like I knew shit was going to go down when they deactivated Trump's Twitter. I was like, oh, shit.
I feel like how this shit works, though. I think the fact that it doesn't make sense is what lends itself for them to be like, this is what I'm going to sign on to. Because if it was something that you can actually trace and have a logical explanation and have, you know, receipts and backup, and it demystifies everything. It changes everything. You have to learn.
Well, this is all definitely related to their grievance about not being able to get women, not being able to have control over relationship situations that they would normally
why the Proud Boys formed in a weird way. It was are guys who were messed up and didn't have the skill set, at least initially, those guys, to get women, to get laid.
Shouldn't they be watching shit tons of porn then if they can't get women?
Well, the point was if you do, yes, I would say that now in retrospect, you know, because if they were jerking off, they wouldn't have been angry.
Now that Dante has inadvertently caused the Capitol riot, Dante said maybe these experiments.
You can't have your dick in your hand and the American flag. There's only space for so much. You know?
If you're jerking off into a sock, chances are you're going to take a nap afterwards. And then who's going to insurgents? Why? I'm sleepy. So, yes, but the thought was actually it really, my thinking was logically sound because it really got them up and going. The problem was that So the show
didn't
is
have any hobbies
essentially we need liberals to stop beating off.
Right.
Change the world.
Yeah, that probably would happen. They would be busting somebody's ass. They'd be fucking up people in front of abortion clinics. So if we just stopped jerking off. But the point was, it was this whole kind of disenfranchisedness. I'm afraid I deserve to have women and this. And so the show, you know, my show has always been about this kind of masculinity, but not necessarily so the principles of the show is ACE, which is authenticity, credibility, and empathy, right? And I was talking that stuff to those guys, but they left out the empathy part of it. So the empathy thing
part and the credibility part.
Well, yeah,
Dante. But they heard don't beat your dick and ran. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all that happened. It was like, don't do what? All right, I'm out. And that's the whole shit.
And go ahead.
I see what you're saying. Because it's like, if don't jerk off and then channel it into these things that are positive, they're missing the mark of what they're supposed to be channeling it into.
So here's the thing. I don't know if Emma knows this, but I love Emma because Emma got game. Like a motherfucker. Emma got gay. Stop.
I've been reading about love addiction recently because I realized I used to spend so much time trying to win over women and not thinking about, do I like this person? Or like, because it's one thing to get someone to like you, but to get someone to actually know you. So much of my game was contingent on me just doing whatever I needed to do to like close that deal. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I appreciate that, but I'm trying to rethink the game so it is more authentic. So it's not just me trying to get someone.
This is gonna be the greatest show ever. This might be the greatest show ever.
I'm trying to figure out like what do I have to get to know? I have to unlearn stuff so I can get to know someone where I have to see. This is gonna sound crazy. It's such a big thing for me. I have to be like, am I interested in them? And I have to feel like I'm enough to then be with someone and know what I'm interested in, not just me trying to win someone over, which has been a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But you're trying. But so here's the thing. I mean, you always said swag,
compliments. Thank you. I should have said compliments.
No, but the reality is, I mean, that's even an interesting aspect of it, because what I would teach dudes all the time is that real game is no game at all. It comes from this honest place. And
it
if it does. It's authentic, and you can't beat them off with a stick when you are authentic and credible. You tell the truth.
I find women kind of like that, but that's a whole other thing.
What, beating off with a stick?
Yeah, beating off.
Especially in New York, everyone wants to get like beaten within a centimeter of their life, I feel like. Anyone that lives in the East Village, any girl in the East Village between 18 and 35 wants to shit kicked out of them.
But really? You counter that?
That's what I find. Or Park Slope or East Village. But I think that it also, if you're not authentic, being authentic makes people like you more, but also you have to do it for yourself too, because otherwise you'll set yourself up for something you can't maintain, which I've done. I've been not authentic and I faked authenticity to get something, but then I can't keep it up. And then
what was an example of that, Emma? Like, what was the situation? Is it through stand-up? Because, I mean, you're a successful stand-up comedian.
No! I never meet women doing... I met one woman through stand-up. It would always be through... It would be through online dating. It would be always online dating or through like referrals. Like I would like, it would in later years would be online dating, but I would always be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
So you'd meet a girl and then it would be what? You'd present yourself as one thing and you just weren't able to maintain it, you're saying?
I would be like, I would create the world that I would make kind of mirror back to them what it seemed like they wanted. Like someone did this to me once. I dated a stripper, and I remember she told me that she was like going to grad school. And I know it sounds really dumb. I know that's what they all say, but I really believed everything she said. I still think she was going to grad school. I don't know.
Okay.
But like my roommate was like, Emma, this fucking girl is not in grad school. She's just telling you what you would need to hear to get interested in someone. So I wouldn't like lie to people, but I would make it. Well, I would lie sometimes. Yeah. I would say I don't know why I just lied to you guys. I would lie. Like I would say I had been sober for longer than I had, or I just lie about, certain, yeah. I would lie about stuff to them, make it seem like I was in a better place to be in a relationship or the types of things I like to do, or I would not make it seem like certain things bothered me or say I want to have kids sometimes. I would like stuff.
Well, you know, I say this on the show all the time. I said, if you got a guy and he's 5'4" and he tells everybody he's 5'6", he lies because he doesn't think that 5'4" is good enough.
Totally.
And the fact mm-hmm. that he thinks the whole vein of his existence is in the 2 inches that he's lying about. That yes. somehow that gets him over the right. mark, that makes him validated. And yes. so you lie because you feel this inadequacy, and mm-hmm. then and that inadequacy, it permeates everything you do, the walk, the talk. So when you're lying when I talk about you always having game, it's you're confident in the fact that you can convince somebody. But the yeah. real thing is, what if they really get to know me? I don't think I'm good enough anyway. Right. So I gotta, and I can't be this other person forever. Like right. eventually it's gonna crack, you know?
Yeah, or it'll be like, I'll be like doing too much stuff for them and they'll be like, oh, I'm in love. I'm like, I love me too. I fucking pay for everything. You know, like, right, it's right. like, it's, you want to have it be a little bit more even, you've seen me with girlfriends before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I like very
I know
like
your high, style.
High feminine fucking
yeah.
women.
Yeah. Yeah. High maintenance.
High maintenance. That was the word I was looking for.
Yeah. High maintenance. Yeah. yeah. High yeah. maintenance. Yeah.
So beyond, I guess for lack of a better term, lipstick lesbian, but beyond that, like high maintenance.
Yeah. High maintenance, high femme, I would say.
A problem. A fucking problem. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody that's unavailable and a black hole.
Money hungry horse.
Never fills.
I like bisexuals more than a lesbian. I feel a little sexually restricted with lesbians.
Why is that?
Because I like to role play that I'm a guy for sex. So if I'm with a lesbian, then they don't like it. But like what I like to do like sexually like is more like applicable to a bisexual. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Makes sense.
I don't know, man.
Something that came into my mind. You know, even in the dark recesses of your mind, it's almost like this kind of, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm going to say? It's kind of like there's this inadequacy that you're filling up when, and here's the thing, Emma, if you don't believe me, man, check out Emma's stand-up. She's funny as shit.
Very funny.
She's really super talented. And, you know, I watched Emma grow from a little baby comic, you know, and just to kind of, so what's interesting is that comics is talented and they're interesting and they're generous and they're, you know, these, all of these things that we want, we value and we want, but we don't think it's valuable at all when we're giving it to somebody, which is, it's take it. Right. But you don't think that has any value. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I started going to a therapist and I've been starting trying to like refigure it out and figure out, okay, this does have value. So what do I want? And how will that change my like approach towards dating? And I think I also used to feel guilty about my schedule. So I'm like, I'm out all the time. No one's going to want to put up with that, but fuck that. Like now I know people, it's like their husband's a cook or they work 5 jobs or like you make it work. Yeah. Like, it's not like, it was almost like narcissistic of me to think, oh, I'm so unique. My schedule is so crazy. It's fine. I'll make it. People make it work.
And there's always other people who maybe don't want to see you all the time too. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's 100%.
Well, somebody who's equally as busy or like a little bit less so that it can work. Because if y'all
maybe
both
not even equally
busy,
as busy. Maybe she just, they like being by themselves. They like their own person. Like you can't put in their head what their value is, what they're looking for. You got to ask them. You gotta ask, is this okay? Like, you know.
I gotta ask you a question, Dante. Why are your finger bleeding?
Oh man, because I I was reaching in the lost my headphones in the truck and Jesus.
I so badly wanted to say that you dropped a cookie between the seats and I was fucking going for it.
and I went in to get it and there was a knife there.
Yeah, damn.
and I split my finger, right? And it just
You had the finger condom on before, but it fell off.
Yeah, and I just saw this bloody finger waving in the air. He's like, Emma, you're awesome. I'm just bleeding everywhere.
What happened was, Harry, I don't know, but I got big ass fingers. I couldn't find no Magnum. Finger condoms.
Dante got a pair of Nike socks wrapped around his thumb right now.
You all got any? You guys got any Magnum finger, or at least ribbed for her pleasure? Like just something.
Wrap a Hanes T-shirt around your shit.
Yeah, just something. Rambo that shit.
I'm not. Did y'all both see that? Did all y'all see that?
I noticed it. I noticed.
You had a do-rag on your middle finger, nigga. I saw it.
Yeah, it did have.
Yeah,
it
was cutting my circulation off. I took the finger condom off.
Yeah. Fair enough. Emma, how do you discover this aspect of, like, not your sexuality, but your preferences? Like, when you talk about wanting to have sex with bisexuals, sort of, like, how does that come about for you?
I'll tell you. Okay, so, well, not to undermine the porn stuff, but it was through watching porn as a kid. I started seeing, like, I would, like, be like, oh, I like, I'd always watch straight porn, and then I would self-actualize with the guy. And porn also would be, like, my time. I get to control it. I get to watch whatever I want to watch. So I've always watched porn. Actually, wait, I had a line to try to suss out to see if the girl was like super kinky. Okay. I want to see what you guys think of this, because I feel like, all right. So when I would first start talking to someone, I'd be like, I'm trying to quit watching porn. Mm. And then if the girl was like, you watch porn? Weird. Then I'd be like, all right, she sucks. But then I could back out of it and be like, yeah, but that's why I'm trying to quit. But then if she was like, I watch tons of porn, like, what are you trying to quit? Then I'd be like, well, I've just been watching a lot of, and then we got the conversation going about she watches porn. And then if she's like, I like, you know, daddy, daughter or whatever, then I know how to gear the conversation. I'd be like, oh, you're a good little girl or whatever the fuck. That was my line, because I could back
out. Emma's a piece of shit. Yeah. Emma's a piece of garbage.
I'm trying to suss out what's going on. I'm trying to see what's up. Is that bad?
Emma, it's
true. I think it's great.
Emma,
it's phenomenal.
Okay, Emma, check this out. I used to do this. This is the same kind of thing. When I was young, I go, oh my God, it just feels like you're such a free spirit. Like, just like you just got, and she would go, and who goes, no, I'm an old prude who doesn't, you know, everybody goes, yeah, you know, you go, really? That's it. Even if she's not, she goes, really? You think so? And I go, yeah, it just feels like you're just so free form. You know what you want, and you're not worried about it. And then when I go for the finger pop, and she go, wait, what? Whoa, whoa. I go, oh,
smart. It's
your spirit is in the wind, baby.
Right. Smart.
It's the setup.
It's the setup, exactly. And then you get to
all you gotta do. You set them up. You pour the concrete. You wait till the concrete hardens. Then she's locked in, because nobody wants to be a hypocrite. Nobody wants to be a lie. Thought you was a free spirit. Right. Stop.
That's good. I found it. A lot of women don't watch porn, though. Like, it was very rare that a girl would be like, oh, I like this porn and I like that porn.
Now, is it that they didn't admit to it, or they just didn't watch it?
I would really try to set it up where, like, I'd be like, they would, I mean, maybe they weren't admitting to it, but I would really try to be like, yeah, I watched porn ever since I was a kid. And I'd like try to like give hints to like be like, this is what I would be into. But so maybe some of them were just being shy, but I mean, I remember my last girlfriend, she's like, you like porn? I never watch it. Send me something you're watching. And I was like, nah. Perfect, but I've been watching porn for like, I'm 35.
I'm a professional porn watcher.
Yeah. Bitch, you gotta send her the stuff.
It's gone too far.
I've been there.
Emma got shit that you got to type extra keys into. You can't even find it.
I've been there just scrolling going, no, that's not, that's just going to shut it down.
Exactly.
No, that's just painful.
Exactly. Yeah. And I didn't want to, and she was a lesbian, so I was like, I only watch straight porn. And I was like, I didn't know how, like, I didn't want to overcorrect and send her something like 2PG, and she'd be like, bullshit. So I think I sent her some stepson mom porn, and the mom was like on a bouncy ball talking to the dad, and the stepson was fucking her.
Okay.
That's a good one.
And what was her response to that?
She said she liked it,
yeah, you were like,
it was too much. I didn't know what to send.
But you know what I think it is too. I think it's the fact that you are not really like if you just kind of go with it, just throw the pitch. Like stop, just throw the pitch. Because here's the thing: if you throw the pitch, especially now when you're trying to. You're not just trying to fool them. You're trying to get somebody that you like.
Exactly. So now it's important for me for the person to also be like into the sex and everything. But when it doesn't click, it becomes a big part of the relationship.
It's a huge problem.
It sucks. Yeah. But that's anything. I mean, if there's intimacy is in everything, but without it, it becomes the biggest part. And and intellect. If you got somebody who's a fucking idiot, like you know, or she's like, "Wow," and you're like, "Rich, that's
true."
Oatmeal.
Quick question here. Oatmeal.
That is so true.
Quick question to settle this debate because I've heard it both ways here. As far as because a lot of it's influenced by porn. Scissoring, is that a myth versus tribbing? Because I've been informed.
What's tribbing?
You don't know what tribbing is. Oh my God.
Yo, Harry's a bigger lesbian than Emma.
Tribbing is going. See, I got to do a visual here. You got to go on top.
Of course.
On top
is called tribbing. But
what do you mean on top? What do you mean?
You're bumping clits.
I didn't know that's what it's called. Yeah, tribbing for sure is like very common. Scissoring, I'm sure people do it, but I don't know. Look, okay, so for tribbing, the pictures I'm looking at, the girl is kind of riding the other girl. That's not how
she's doing research.
That's not how usually you just, you get in between the legs and like rub like that. Yes, that's very popular. Scissoring, I don't know. I mean,
I always thought those were the same. I didn't know.
No,
it's only different in terms of the positioning.
But my understanding
I've never heard this term.
Scissoring is like a thing that fake lesbians do in porn. That's not like a real thing. I don't know. I'm trying to. That's like docking.
That's like docking.
What's that?
Nobody.
Docking is.
That's when two dudes who are uncircumcised stick their penis in each other's foreskin.
Isn't that more difficult because there's not a lot of circumcisions or there's too many circumcisions?
Well, that's what makes it special, Andre, you know?
The rarity.
It's like a
holographic
card.
Pokemon card. Right, like, I never seen this before.
You got some Spanish dude with a turtleneck still. You could dock in his.
So you would touch the heads together.
So is
right?
this and the then, moment yeah. after you discovered this, Dante, like a, when the like Proud Boys like shit a, started?
Like yeah. a, it's like
this
a,
is what kicked you off to being like, I gotta turn this shit off. Yeah, I'm wilding. This is what like Dante this. Got Dante started.
You know, if Dante had made
docking is like the Chinese finger cuffs. Like
the finger trap joints.
Does that feel good though? Like, they couldn't come from that, could they?
No, I'm not really
I think
a
it's
doctor.
Just more of a parlor
it's not my
trick
thing, Em, but.
Fair. Yeah,
I assume it's just more of a trick that you can do more than it is
a
like
trick.
A.
It's a stunt?
Like exhibition style.
Yeah, I don't
sound like a coach talking
friction.
About a black quarterback. He's just running across the field doing whatever he wants. That's not football.
I would say.
Like a black quarterback? Like a black quarterback running out of the pocket.
Running around the field, running out the pocket. That is not football.
Kenny Josephs and I would always call him like mobile quarterbacks is the code word for racism. Like, we don't want any. Mobile quarterbacks around here. We want people who stay in the pocket, if you know what I'm saying.
Stay in the pocket as God intended it. I don't know. It's an interesting thing because like when we started the podcast, it was very male orientated, and then we encompassed everybody, and so we've had the thing that really freaked me out was Pat Brown was on. And Pat Brown was telling me a story about this girl that she liked and blah, 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 blah. And she goes, and I go, it just hits me. Yo, you've just been you're friend zoned. You got friend. And to me, just so let me get it back. I grew up, I was born 66, right? So there's no way you grew up in the 80s and 90s and didn't have homophobic ideas.
Of
it was
course.
In the and just growing up in
of
the
course.
In general. So
I used to say homophobic stuff in high school. I used to be I totally said I used to always be like, oh, there's these two gay kids, and I was like, ew, why do they have to be hold hands? Like, it's gross. They're putting it in our face.
Right.
So I get it.
So, but in order not to be homophobic, you have to be anti-homophobic. You have to make an effort to question the concepts and what you're okay with and why is it okay? And it's always when you turn it around, you're looking for the same response. And if you're not getting the same responses, you always know, yeah, something is wrong here. It doesn't add up. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of had to learn that because of the programming and stuff to understand what, if this was a heterosexual couple, would I feel the same way, you know?
And that's when it starts. That's a testament to your character too, because if it's not something that affects you directly, but you still want to take the time to do that, that's like a character thing. And I try to do that with race, because I'll be like, okay, I'm constantly being whiteness, like bad. So I have to like kind of like rewire it, but I can't really be trusted to rewire it because the whiteness is like in me.
Right. And it's so often it's funny because me and Harry, I want to go over this again. We saw the Patrice O'Neal documentary.
Yeah.
And you know how everybody used to say Patrice O'Neal was he was so self-sabotaging and he was shooting himself in the, but I'm like, he just didn't want to do what the fuck you wanted him to do. Like, so the industry was like, here you are, black dude, here's opportunities, and you better be happy that we give you these opportunities, and you better do it the way that you want to, the way we tell you to do it. Otherwise, you're ungrateful. And then me and Harry was talking about this, and I said, if I ask you what comic would we say, what white male comic would we say is hard to work with?
And then I would say, Dante,
this nigga said Norm MacDonald.
Hold on. I would say, Dante, why are you coming to me? I'm not white. Please stop coming to me with these things. I would like to stress
and then proceeded to give a white-ass answer, Norm MacDonald.
I did name Norm MacDonald and Mark Maron and Chevy Chase.
And,
yeah.
And I mean, and then Norm MacDonald is 70. Do you know what I mean? And even though they were that, it didn't stop their work. Like, their job... So it's like, then you go, was he really that? Nah. And then you talk about what he has been going through the whole thing. Like, my biggest problem with, I don't know if you saw the doc, but
I didn't. I want to, though.
But the doc, literally, it looks like Patrice don't have no black friends. Which is absolutely not. That was my man. When we used to go to his barbecue, Will was in there short. Harris was in there short. I had a line. Keith had a couple of lines. But it was like, and don't get me wrong, I mean, Billy and all the table people from the cellar, they were all tight. You know how like the people you start doing comedy with?
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
And then, so I don't know, how many years you got in now?
Probably like about 9 or 10.
You got 9. But a lot of the people that you started with, you don't fuck with no more.
Right.
It just, so they were the people that he fucked with, and they had that camaraderie because they were in the same class, but all those guys kind of moved in different directions and had their own friends. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at it, he didn't have there was no black people in the thing.
Mm. Wait, that's weird.
And then you go, well, everybody's, he was so hard to work with. And I'm like, dog, he just, what if I don't want to do what you want me to do?
Right, right.
Now I'm hard to work with. Why? Because I'm a big black. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not. And when you say, yo, what white comic is hard to work with, you can't even think of it.
Right.
Like, it's not even something that's said.
Right.
You know,
yeah, they'll like tailor it to make it. So, yeah, they'll give them other options to then be like, well, they didn't do this. It is it's a little bit like, yeah, dance for us. And you're like, oh, you don't want to do our dance? Well, then we can't take that. So no dance for you. You know, they're not good. They don't want
to
do
it. And the same thing was true. It's just like this openness to LGBT. Then if you are lesbian or you're a part of the community, OK, let's pluck these out and we'll. Right. This becomes the, you know what I mean? It just,
totally.
And it's yeah. Because it's a,
and it gets in your fucking head because I was looking around and I was like, all right, now it's not, now I was like, I remember one time, cause it's like, all right, you got to only keep yourself, focus on yourself, do your own thing, you know, eye on the prize, whatever it is. But then I was looking around and I was like, God damn, it's like the lesbian Hunger Games out here. Like, and then I was looking And I was like, and they were all getting bigger and butcher. And that's part of when I started working out.
Bigger and butcher. That Chris Rock special is fire.
Bigger and butcher is a great title for your next album.
And so it's like, we love lesbians, but we hate what?
But I was like, but that too, because you just like see when that rises up and then that gets commodified. So I try not to let that get in my head too much. But it's tricky when you see it around you.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying about Pat, and I recognized the friend zone because I had talked to guys about the friend zone, mm-hmm. and I was like, holy shit. Like, right. I was like, women are doing this to women. Right, this is right. fucked. And I was like, yo, what the? And then we started talking about it in terms of, not in terms of masculine and feminine, but started talking about it in terms of dominant and submissive, because it's more dominant. And it's because the elements are always there, even if they're both aggressive, one is more aggressive and one is more submissive.
I always say that. But I call it male, masculine and feminine. And I get heat for that sometimes. But I'm like, I've said sometimes, and I know it's problematic, but it's just for a fucking talking point. I go, I'm the man in the relationship. I'm the man one. And I know that it is problematic, but I'm like, at the end of the day, I saw a couple the other day and I couldn't tell who the man was and who the woman was. And it was driving me nuts. But that's not to say in a straight relationship, one person, someone could be more dominant, more submissive, but there's always some kind of yin and yang.
It's always present. And so I started looking at it in terms of that, which is much more universal. Mm-hmm. I always tell the story about we had Mia Isabella, which is, she's a trans porn star, but Ooh. she was fucking Tyga, the rapper, for a while, right? And there was this whole thing, and she was if I'm lying, Harry, she was straight pretty girl syndrome.
Well, her mentality,
like, she was like, I'll just get him to fly put me in a helicopter and fly me there. And I'm like, bitch, yeah, like, nobody flies people, but this was her life.
You had to tell me to get her bags, because on God, I wasn't going to pick shit up. Not because I have a beef. I'm just not thinking to pick up a person's bag. You know, just an adult.
Oh, when she came in the house?
You're an adult. We're all the same adults. The fuck am I picking up your bag for? But she would not touch her own purchase. Luggage and shit.
That's snobby. It's like, she should read the room and be like, yeah, maybe if it's her boyfriend or a guy she's going on a date with, pick the bag. Yeah. She can't expect any man to pick her bag. Why? That's not fair. She's very.
And I was like, going back and forth. And I'm like, I'm kind of like, oh, this goofy bitch. And then the attractions, she started feeling me, because I was like, bitch, I don't care. I'll find you. Like, and she's like, oh, so.
Well, also, you were telling her perspective on life was bullshit, because, again, she is acting like that, you know, oh, I hunt men. Like, you don't. You have the same.
You trap. Emma hunts.
Men hunt, women purchase, like, for the most part. Emma's different.
Emma hunts.
Right. But I always say I'm the man one in it. Well, she's really pretty. So did he get, like, did he comment on that? Or was it just like a cool?
It was a whole big thing. It was a whole kind of thing with it. This was before you couldn't say, ew, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, a rapper could. This was when it was a big thing. So it was a big thing. But
does she have a vagina? I know it's not cool to ask.
No, she got a huge fucking hog.
I mean, Mia doesn't keep it a secret. She's on many, many videos.
She got porn. Just Google the porn, Emma. You want to see? Google her porn.
Well hung.
I think of her still as a woman, but like, so if you're going to be with someone like that, like, you'd have to just fuck them in the butt and then their ass is their pussy?
Yep.
Emma, you asking me like I got the answers.
I don't know.
I was going to ask you. Can't you call a friend and ask us?
Phone a friend.
Yeah. This is what I need to. I need my phone call for this.
Oh, you got to phone a friend.
Well, good for him. Good for Tyga. I mean, that's good for him.
Well, but then
she was like, God damn.
then you recognize it's literally a situation where it's so
it's so, it's dominant and feminine, dominant and submissive. And then, the principles start to work on any, level, you know, this whole right. thing that if you're the person who's
at any point, even if it's a couple, if it's straight, lesbian, whatever, or even business partner, at some point, somebody has to, supersede
the other
it,
one.
And somebody
yeah.
has to allow, somebody yeah. has to give up yeah. on the decision. Somebody has to make decisions at some point.
And a lot of times the woman will make the decisions about a lot of things. A lot of times the woman is like, we're doing this and we're doing that. But then the sexual decisions, I'm looking at her, whatever it is right now. So she seems like the dominant one. She's like got a dominant energy.
She doesn't.
No,
she's not.
Super feminine.
I think you're super thinking feminine. Of the size of her cock, Emma, and that does give a dominant energy. I mean, yeah. That is the definition of big dick energy, unfortunately.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, it was.
The sexuality of it is also different than the nature of the person emotionally, too. So sex right. can be completely separate, where somebody can be very dominant or whatever in the bedroom and then be very submissive as a human being in life.
Yes.
And so there's different nuances to it as well.
Yes, you're right.
You know, Shantae. Do you know Shantae Moore?
No.
Shantae Wayans. Shantae Wayans.
Yeah, we're buddies. Okay. I like Shantae a lot.
So cool. Me and Shantae is real cool. And we were talking, and she was talking about, she was saying how every time she she breaks up with a girlfriend, she has to buy a new strap on. And I thought that is, so
I
she wrote this.
We, that. They
we wrote this
wash?
Because the, but
it's
the,
a personal
it's,
thing.
You're dealing Shantae, with a look. Woman, with a feminine woman was like, I don't know. You can't put it in a dishwasher. So she was saying, it's right. expensive. Like the strap, the shorts, you got it.
Yeah.
She was like, and she was like, I got to get all this new shit every time.
They,
and I told
they
her what
take it personally.
But we dicks. We don't, you know, just wash it off.
That's the point. That's what I was saying. I don't have to fucking. I can't just screw off my dick. I gotta go with what I got. So, but they can.
They would make you.
They would make you switch it out if you could.
That's funny.
I had
girls. Did you use that with your ex? And then you'd be like, yeah. And then they'd be like,
yeah. I've had girls who be like, wow. I don't want to use the other sex toys, you know, because I've had a collection. It gets expensive.
It does.
You know, you don't want to keep swapping them out. And then, you know, girls are like,
look, the Hitachi Magic Wand is $125.
A lot of money.
$125. The cordless one is $135.
We use the same silverware.
On sale.
We use the same silverware. My bitch ate off that fork. You mad?
What's the problem?
You don't want the chicken no more?
Here's what's crazy.
Dirtbag shit, though. Dante
so I told Shantae, save the wrapping.
Yes.
Stop throwing away the wrapping. I said, save the twist tie. I go, save the circle tape. The circle tape. You know this, how they seal the edges with the little dot of circle tape.
Or lie about it because it's got to be a very special situation to bring new energy into where you're actually going to go buy new stuff. You can lie. Like, they're not going to watch you actually unwrap it. Just be like, I got this. This is, I mean, I used to have them and then I would like write the name of the girl's name on the back of it.
Oh, shit.
But not because I was having so much sex with different people. I just saved them. And then I stopped buying new ones because I was like, this is too much.
How many did you have, Emma?
Sneaker collection work.
Emma's shelf looked like the inside of a smoke shop with all the bongs.
Like the, just remember MTV.
Rosa. She got rows of bongs.
Maybe like, because also I would order like different ones to then see which one I felt like comfortable with too. I probably had like the most at one time I had like 7 or 8 at one point, but it's a lot. It really is. It's a lot. It's too much. I'm happy.
Yeah. Then you got to upgrade to a bigger duffel bag and then it becomes a hockey bag. I know. Emma.
Yes. It's a lot. But the Hitachi Magic one is, I think, the best sex toy hands down for sure.
Yeah. It's just, you got to watch because it'll desensitize you.
Right. Right. Can they use that on men? Do they ever put it on your guys' penis?
Nah, it's like balls are, go ahead, never mind, shut up. Let's throw Weirdo Harry step in.
He goes, excuse me. The senator from Perth has the floor. Go ahead.
I will say that after a session with my girl, she was like, "Have you ever used that on yourself?" I go, "I don't know. I haven't tried it." So I was like, "Let me see what this would do." Not good on your balls. You don't want your balls, even at the lowest setting.
Vibrating at the speed of a Honda? No, nigga, that's
yeah,
not
you don't
great.
Want that.
Yeah, that's kind of
nice.
No
it feels kind of nice on your dick, but it's not at all. It doesn't do anything. It's like actually like a nice massage on your dick.
Huh. Well, that's what it came from. It was initially a massager. It was like a heavy duty.
Like, maybe it has like health benefits. You know, maybe like releases tension or helps.
You know, you gotta have the Theragun gives you the. That's don't that.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. I know you're
yeah,
talking
that should have break it. That should have break your fucking collarbone though if you put it on the bone. But yeah, it's I was like, save the twist ties, the plastic bag,
yeah.
You got the circle tape. You got to serve the circle tape. Keep the box.
I go
fresh.
A second level. Save the Amazon box. Save the whole package. Just retape it. Open it from the bottom and then retape it from back there. I mean, come on.
But that'd have to be a real controlling girl to be watching you actually unwrap the stuff. I don't use those on anybody that I'm with too. It's usually like if I'm with someone after a couple times, then we do that. So maybe if she's using it with everybody she's with, then it is a, you know, she might date more than I do too, because I would just be in relationship. But that'd be a real psycho.
I've had to make compromises where I go, all right, anything that goes inside anything, I'll replace.
I would say, Shantae was explaining this to me, and I was like, and why are you not talking about this?
I can't get this.
Like,
right.
This is the this
that's
is
so
the greatest
reason, yo.
Yo, it's a lot of dope.
They got
right?
detergent, lady. Because
I'm using my same dick. I'm using the same one I had.
You can use alcohol, aloe vera, peroxide, detergent.
Nah,
Lysol,
that'll fuck up the silicone.
Fuck.
That'll fuck up the silicone.
But
I don't know what washes stuff,
though.
They think of it as like the energy. They're like, it's got the energy when you fuck that other girl. So that's
that
what it
energy.
Is.
Energy. This is what happened with bitches and crystals. Stop.
Exactly.
That. Stop it.
Right.
Astrology and energy. You regular lady. Come on now.
And I like it. I'm actually into energy stuff too. Like, but even for me, I get what they're saying, but it is a little bit of an unfair liability too.
I'm saying for that one part, that's something that's just like, it's literally, let me wash it off.
I agree with that.
Another $200. How much those shits cost?
No,
is that?
That's crazy.
A lot.
No, I won't do that.
Then there's shorts, like the shorts, so you don't get the shape, the strap.
Like some wand is like 140 something.
The magic wand, the Hitachi magic wand.
I'm not
wireless
that every month.
No, I've never had a girl say they wanted a new one of those. That seems to be like you get a pass on that. It's something specifically about the dicks.
Or you just throw a condom on it.
True.
Ooh,
I've never
I
done
do.
That.
What about that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
You
gotta
feel the same. That's plastic on plastic. You can't be like, I don't feel the same. Shut up, bitch. Use the plastic.
That's true.
Good.
I've never even. I would say it depends.
It's not realistic. It's not. It's not logic. It's the feeling. It's
right.
This is mine. There's a feeling of intimacy.
Well,
that
remember
she's,
when
that
Patrice
she...
when Patrice talked about how he tried to give his girl a pair of Vaughn. It was Vaughn. Like it was raining outside. He goes, I think my ex left a pair of rain boots. Just wear those. And she started like screaming and yelling, like, how could you keep these boots? And he's like, bitch, you got a kid from another dude's balls.
I'm looking at somebody else's sperm every day. And now and I can't have these boots. These boots.
I
don't
gotta
have to
hush
take
my
boots for
sleep.
Ice cream. Yeah, fucking crazy. But it's just interesting. The you know, the like you start to see it. Just I've been saying this for a while. I say, you know, if you have you're a human being and you are willing to recognize what your faults are and work on them, you are as perfect a human being as you could be.
You can't be more perfect. I so agree with that, because I always try to think of it like progress, not perfection, like all you can do. And I love the idea of like repentance on stuff, not just because it can give me an out, but it's like all you can do is change, control how you're going to react to it and try to be better and try not to be defensive and try not to be angry. And we're all going to fuck up. But that's why we got to give people space to, when they do fuck up, to have some space to adjust.
Right.
And not just cut them off at the jump and let them like learn and explain or whatever it is. So I agree with that 100%.
Look, we're gonna do the rest. How much longer you got, Em?
Till 7:45.
Okay, Emma will join us for some Patreon, and if she has to go, we'll continue with answering some listener mail from people on Patreon. So. Join us over there, patreon.com/manschool202 for some behind the scenes footage for listener mail. So it's all over there. It's all happening. It's a way to get in contact with us.
And plug your stuff real quick so my fans could, my listeners could listen.
On Instagram. That's where I always like DM back on Instagram. And then the only show I've got in the books now is March 20th in Honolulu. So we'll see if still happens. But if you're in Honolulu, it's at the Blue Note. And it's gonna be, should be a good time. But Instagram is my main social media platform of choice. So hit me up there, I'll hit you right back.
Dope. All right. Harry, real quick, let's make them quick.
You can go to my website or all my info at Harry Kajani. And I am not white, I like to point that out. Just to remind everybody, at Harry Terjanian, all my stuff at Harry Terjanian, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. And follow Manschool 202 on TikTok. And also follow us on the YouTube page. That's where we have all the clips and stuff. YouTube, Manschool 202.
Dre, quick.
Oh, shit. What up, y'all? Andre D. Thompson, Sauce Theory, and AndreDThompson.com. That's it, man. Y'all know what
to do. All my stuff, you go DanteNero.com if you want a one-on-one consultation. You know how to get me. Everything else, Dante Nero, Instagram, YouTube, all that good shit. GYBB, Get Your Balls Back. WWDD, What Would Dante Do? The Sexual Revolution is being podcasted. Yo, I love y'all, man. We are out. Manschool 202 is created by Dante Nero. Hosted by Dante Nero with Harry Terjanian and Andre D. Thompson. Produced by Harry Terjanian. Executive producers Matt Kleinschmidt, Harry Terjanian, and Dante Nero.